From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. And Mike, back-to-back 50-point games for the first time in franchise history, only the fifth team in NFL history to do it. When you have more games to play, do you kind of let that soak in, and are you aware of what you're accomplishing, or do you still have more work out there and you don't really think about it at the time?
Well, the reality is it's two wins. So it's two wins in a 16-game season. We really break everything down that we do into three areas, our play style, our quality of play, and obviously the results, and that's winning. You have to handle success, every day on all levels, and this is definitely will be a challenge for us.
Mike, we're running out of superlatives for Aaron Rodgers. 341 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. I mean, and it goes on and on. What I wanted to ask you about is, what's his secret? What does he do different than anybody else when it comes to not throwing the interception?
Well, I think it's a number of things. Number one, I think Aaron does so many things physically that the obvious. I mean, he's gifted the big plays that he can make both in the pocket and out of the pocket. I don't think he gets enough, I don't say credit, but notoriety for the fact of how he plays the game, between his ears. I mean, this guy sees the field very well. Has a clear understanding of what the defense is trying to do to him. So the way we get in and out of plays, he's just playing at such an extremely high level right now.
The Rodgers to Jordy Nelson touchdown throw, great throw, but Jordy stutter steps, keeps his feet in bounds, and somehow scores. Is that practice or innate ability?
Well, I mean, it's definitely both. I mean, the average person cannot make that play, Lance, including yourself,
yeah,
obviously.
Right. But not the dexterity.
But, I mean, you just talk about two great athletes. But the throw and the catch and really, I mean, it's one of those plays that when you talk about throwing the ball to the box, stacking receiver, there's so many things that were technically right on that particular play. It will definitely be something we'll be able to teach off of.
Mike, I think it's high time we talked about the offensive line. No sacks charged to it. Eddie Lacy averages almost 7 yards a pop. Pretty darn good night for the O-line.
Definitely. Our O-line played very, very well as a whole. We went into the game expecting pressure, and our pass protection was, 2 weeks in a row was excellent. So they're playing very well. David Bakhtiari played exceptional. So it was another great outing by those guys.
Julius Peppers, the first player in NFL history with 100 sacks and 4 interceptions for touchdowns. He's 6'7", 285 pounds. Does that show what a freak athlete this guy is to do stuff that nobody else in the NFL's done?
Definitely. I mean, his athletic ability has always been something he admired throughout his whole time in the National Football League. But, the thing I've been so impressed with, what kind of teammate that he is, just to see him continue to grow, his leadership role has grown each and every week. And he's still making those big impact plays.
Mike, one time Clay Matthews from the inside linebacker spot, he played coming up the middle. He went around one pile, went around another pile, still caught LeSean McCoy from behind. I mean, he gained 5 yards, but no inside linebacker can make that play. So you had a second look at Clay inside. What'd you think on Act 2?
Well, I thought Clay was extremely productive inside. He gives us a whole different element in there. But he's still an outside linebacker. I mean, I think we can't lose focus of that. We've got to make sure he continues to play running towards the quarterback, and I think Dom's doing a good job with that. He played probably a lot more snaps at inside against Philadelphia, more due to their no huddle, just with the communication, getting out of personnel groups. But it's been a great change for us.
Micah Hyde's punt return, great burst, great blocks. But what would you have done if the punter caught him? Were you just kind of sitting on the sidelines going, no? Would he hear it from the guys? Did he have to get in?
He scored a touchdown.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Enjoy.
But he avoided it. He did a nice job of avoiding it.
It's a hypothetical situation, Lance. He scored.
Mike, why were in the neighborhood? The special teams gaffes. Didn't matter, but they happened. Big deal as you get the team back together and so forth, addressing that stuff?
Definitely. I think you have to, you know, these are times where you really have to take advantage of teachable moments. And when you play a game where it's decisive and, you know, the production's so high, the worst thing you can do as a coach is not correct it the same as if it was a tight ball game where you did not win the game. So that's our process every Monday morning, and that was definitely the case yesterday.
Also got to talk about four straight home games, 28 or more points in the first half. Can this offense be any better than what it is right now, Mike? Do you look at things and say, yeah, we could even be better here or there, or is this almost as good as it gets?
Well, I think you got to stay in touch with football. I mean, football, sometimes the production and result doesn't really reflect how well you play. So, I mean, we're making big plays. You know, our you know, points per play is something I don't think I've ever been a part of here, you know, in the last 6 weeks. So, you know, it's about setting a standard, but we still need to improve. I mean, just when we watch the tape today, there's plenty of corrections. Not everybody had a winning grade, you know, so, I mean, there's still a lot of room for improvement.
All right, next up, we'll bring in our special guest, Mike Daniels. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now, 6 feet and 305 pounds worth of romping, stomping fury, please say hello to Mike Daniels. There's truth to that statement, but we'll get to that in a minute. Mike, hammering a quality opponent like the Philadelphia Eagles, what's it mean to you and the fellas as you move forward?
It means a lot. You know, hammering anybody like that, and we've been hammering people at home, it just goes to show how much, first of all, we love playing in front of our fans at home. Second of all, playing at Lambeau is just a special thing to do. It's a special place. And a lot of people, it's tough for them to come up there. And we love making it very unfriendly and unwelcome visit for them. So it's just something we have to continue to improve on. We see the Vikings this week. And correct, Vikings?
Correct.
All right, Vikings. I had to make sure. But we see the Vikings, and we have some more quality opponents coming up, the Falcons, the Patriots. Have to see the Lions again, you know, play them again, and the Buccaneers. So we got a good schedule ahead of us, and as great of a win as it was, you know, it's behind us, and we have to just move forward and keep the ball rolling.
Mike, you play the game in a good way with a nasty attitude. I wanted to ask you, do you have to manufacture that nasty, or are you like in a bad mood all the time?
Well, I'm smiling now. I'm not in a bad mood. But that's just, it's like a light switch clicks on. You know, I can say it's probably been the way I was raised. My dad said, go out there and don't be afraid to get after him, because he won't be afraid to get after you. You're not doing anything wrong. You're just competing. And between the whistles, you have to be that way. You know, some of the nicest guys I've known and I've played against, either in college or were my teammates here in college or high school, they get on the field and they just become a completely different personality. So I feel as though that's something that's very critical, especially when you're playing in the trenches.
Mike, you guys defensively have really come on since the bye. Now, of course, Clay Matthews is playing inside linebacker a great majority of the time. But there seems to be more at work than that. What's going on the defensive side of the ball?
I would just have to say our attitude. Our attitude has definitely gotten better. The guys have made a decision, just flat out made a decision that we are going to be great. And I know up front, we saw the rushing yards. We saw that we were bottom in the league in rushing yards again. And I remember having conversations with LaTroy and saying, this is unacceptable. This isn't how things are supposed to be done. This isn't the way football is supposed to be, not in Green Bay. You know, we have a higher standard than that. And the coach talked about that PST is Packer Standard Time, not Pacific Standard Time. So, that's what we do. We do things the Packer way, and stopping the run is part of the Packer way. And that's just something I know up front we've taken more pride in. And the guys in the back end, they've been taking pride in getting the ball away. And as you can see, they're doing a good job of doing that.
Mike, I want to ask you about one of your teammates, Julius Peppers. When you see him pick off a pass and return it for a touchdown for the second time this year, do you kind of marvel a little bit, like, What planet did you go to high school at? I mean, that's kind of freaky stuff.
I said this a whole lot of times that when he first got here, he would come and outrun everybody in the IPW drills, outrun everybody in OTAs, outrun everybody in minicamp, in camp. And twice this year, we've seen him with the ball in his hands outrun everybody. And this time he jumped over the wall, too. So he had to prove to the fans that he's the complete athlete, you know. And how do we get him? Hey, you know, you got to give Coach some credit for that
one, man. I have nothing to do with it. But
that's an awesome pickup for us, man. And the biggest thing I think he brings is his the way he does things.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. First up, we have Hayden, and he has a question for Mike Daniels. Hayden, fire away.
If you could change your position, what would you change it to?
I would definitely be a running back, relive my glory days of high school and the days where some schools told me that, yeah, we might like you to be our big back, and that never came to fruition. So that or inside linebacker. But I'm too fat to play that, so.
How about that? He was a pretty good running back in the day in high school as well. All right, Julie has a question for Mike Daniels as well.
Along that same line, Mike, I know you were a running back in high school. When do you think Coach is going to let you run the ball on the goal line?
That's the answer.
It's confidential. Confidential.
Can't give away the game plan, that's for sure. All right, Tyler has a question for the coach. Little man, take it away.
Matthews has been doing pretty good in inside linebacker. Are you going to keep him there in the future?
Well, I think it's important for Clay to keep moving around. So he'll play in some inside and some outside, and maybe some nose guard. We'll let Mike go back and play a little inside linebacker.
That's right. So that's
right. How it goes.
Always revealing stuff on questions for the coach and Mike Daniels as well. Larry and Mike on the Telestrator next. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
And O's with Mike Daniels. And Mike, first of all, can you circle yourself in the defensive alignment and then describe your job responsibilities?
Well, here I go right there. I think I cut my head off, but that's fine. my job right there is to protect that gap I'm lined up. This is the A gap here, B, C. Way out there is the D.
Okay.
And my job is to protect the B gap right there. So I can't let the ball get in that area at all. If the running back does decide to cut back, then after I've knocked my man back, I have to get rid of him, and I can still make a play in the A-gap, even though it's not my gap. But try to help out as much as I possibly can.
Okay, fair enough. Let's snap the ball. And you'll see Mike charge into that guard. Okay, Mike. That is leverage right there. How important to you is it getting underneath the man?
Well, everybody talks about, oh, he's short. Oh, my goodness, this guy's short coming out in the draft. And this guy, he's 6'5".
6'5".
I'm 6 foot. So any offensive lineman will tell you, they hate playing short, strong guys. And I just happen to be considered a short, strong guy. So leverage. I'll never forget Josh Sitton said his college coach used to make them stay in their offensive line stands for almost an hour, something ridiculous like that. And that's just them squatting like that, where I don't even have to squat because I'm already shorter than them.
Okay, Mike, that's excellent technique. Your hands underneath the blocker. You're underneath the blocker. But it's one thing to do that and stuff them in the backfield. It's another thing to disengage. Could you talk about that and make the play?
Well, like I talked to the lineman before the game, and I said anybody can be taught great technique. Like I said, Josh's coach used to make them squat. I can be taught how to punch. I can be taught how to shoot my hands. But the desire to come across the ball and hit that guy and rock him back, and you probably don't have the the side angle, but I knocked him back about 3 yards on that play. And to be able to do that, that's your desire. Like, I want to hit you. You know, you can get out there and work your technique all you want, but if you don't want to get going there and mix it up, then you'll just get by and be mediocre. So disengage and shedding, that's part of it's part of your attitude, it's part of your desire.
Excellent technique combined with excellent attitude, and LeSean McCoy gets absolutely nothing. Mike Daniels, well done, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us, please.
We have game balls once again this week for a winning effort. Offense, Mike, David Bakhtiari and Randall Cobb. Maybe explain what both did so well. Larry mentioned the offensive line really on their P's and Q's, and then Randall Cobb, what a game.
David Bakhtiari had a huge matchup with Trent Cohen. Graded out extremely high, just technically sound. Obviously, didn't give up any pressures or, in a pass-heavy game, it was a big assignment. Did a great job, and Randall's statistics speaks for himself. I mean, he's just a playmaker, and he's on fire right now.
Defensively, Mike, you guys decided on Julius Peppers, LaTroy Guyon, and Casey Hayward. Now with Julius and Casey, obviously they had the big returns for touchdowns. LaTroy Guyon, he is turning out to be a heck of an addition. I mean, he makes a couple things happen every game.
No doubt about it. I mean, just the penetration, particularly in the run defense over and over again, very active in there. And he's doing a great job of keeping the offensive lineman off our linebacker. So he played very well, and obviously the big plays with Julius and Casey.
Special teams, we already talked about Micah Hyde, who had the punt return for a touchdown. But Brad Jones, very active game, 4 tackles on special teams.
Oh, big time. I mean, Brad was all over the place, had impact plays, and just doing it right. And I think people forget, Brad in his younger years was our top special teams player. And so that performance is just like the old days.
Mike, since we have a moment, I want to talk about the end of the last two games. Now, against the Bears, the final 5:36, you guys put together 9 straight running plays to run out the clock. Against the Eagles, got the punt blocked, and that's not good. However, they get the ball 1st and 5 at the 5. Mm-hmm. 4th down comes, it's 4th and 4 at the 4, and you keep them out of the end zone. Is that a terrific statement to make at the end of those kinds of games?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's opportunities for other players that don't get to play in those types of situations. So, and just to play that particular series how you normally would, I thought was important for us as a defense, and our guys did a great job keeping them out of the end zone.
We have to acknowledge some special guests here today because they're not here very often. Your parents are here today, right in the front row, Joe and Ellen. And very quickly, Mike, what do your parents mean to you? How do they make you out to be what they are? No. No.
They're why I'm here. They're why I get to hang out with Lance on TV. They created this opportunity for me.
They should have shot for higher goals than that. Next up, our final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe Supply by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, this week it's the Minnesota Vikings, and normally you get ready for the ear-splitting noise in the dome, but this time around it's outdoors, TCF Stadium. Is that something that you have to prepare differently for?
Definitely. It's a new environment. We're playing on field turf in an outdoor stadium, so our preparation will reflect that. And hey, this is a salty rivalry, and always has been, and anytime we go over there, it's a tough game.
I can't believe we've almost gone this whole show without mentioning Eddie Lacy. Yeah. Now, like every other game, he did a couple of crazy good things in the Eagles game. And what's really interesting, he's got a heck of a spin move, but the way tacklers seem to, it's not like they fall off, they ricochet off him. I mean, it's a distinct running style all his own.
No doubt. He's very powerful, and I think we're now seeing the complete game of Eddie Lacy. I mean, he had another 100-yard game. Didn't even play in the fourth quarter. So, his ability, obviously, to run downhill, catch the checkdowns, the underneath passes, and his protection keeps getting better. So he's put together a heck of a string here.
Mike, good luck up in Minnesota.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you. after the Minnesota Vikings game.